You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music recorded in Paris in 2007 from saxophonist Stefano Di Battista. From his album Troubleshootin', we heard Alexander Platt's Blues, Baptiste Trottignon on the B3, Russell Malone on the guitar, and Eric Harlan on drums. Music out of the Chicago jazz scene before that, a debut from 23-year-old singer, actress, and pianist Isabella Isherwood. Off the album The Sweetest Sounds, we heard This Time the Dream's on Me, with guitarist Mike Alamana, bassist Joe Policastro, and drummer Alejandro Salazar. Music produced by pianist and singer Champion Fulton. A trio recording before that from pianist Ted Rosenthal. An album that wrapped up a series that he called Trios in four acts. Three CDs that were released in 2025. And this newest album just coming out now called The Good Old Days. That was his composition, Sunny Side Up. And that's a project that sees him working with two trios. And a couple of tracks featuring the late clarinetist Ken Peplowski, including the track we heard, along with bassist Martin Wind and drummer Tim Horner. And the set started with music from saxophonist Edith Schneer from her album Nine Short Stories. That was her composition, Arrival. And that group includes pianist Josh Harlan, bassist James Driscoll, and drummer Stockton Helbing, music recorded in Texas in 2017. Well, we'll head into our final set with an album released last year off Blue Note Records, the group Out of / Into. From their album Motion 2, this is a track from the pianist Gerald Clayton called Nacho Supreme.
Thank you.
Up this week with a recently released album from trombonist Michael Deese and the Michigan State University Jazz Trombones. From the album Spartan Strong, we heard The Nearness of You. And Michael is a professor in bassist Rodney Whitaker's renowned jazz department at Michigan State. This group brings together a choir of almost 20 trombonists, along with a rhythm section of pianist Xavier Davis, bassist Jared Becksteed-Cran, and drummer Keith Hall. Trumpet player Terrence Blanchard before that, from his album Flow, we heard Flow Part 1. Bryce Winston on the tenor, Derek Hodge on the bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. And the set started with the group Out of, Into. From their album Motion 2, we heard Nacho Supreme. And the group is pianist Gerald Clayton, alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins, vibraphonist Joel Ross, bassist Matt Brewer, and drummer Kendrick Scott. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
I'm- I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Research shows that electric vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than gas-powered cars, but firefighters must be prepared even for unlikely events. So Jack Foltz of Safety and Security Consultation Specialists provides EV safety training to first responders in his home state of Minnesota and beyond. In his classes, he teaches trainees how EVs work.
A lot of the responders don't understand how these vehicles are put together, the amount of safeties that are built into them. They're actually an extremely safe vehicle.
Then they learn how to respond to emergencies involving EVs. They're shown how to disable the cars and what to do in the rare case an EV does catch fire.
The tactics we need to use to extinguish or control this fire are different than what we're used to using on an internal combustion engine car.
For example, he says firefighters must know where an EV battery is housed.
Most commonly, it is underneath the car, so just trying to cool that.
Volt says that as EVs rapidly gain popularity, first responders need to know how to handle them.
If we know the hazards and we know how to control them, we can be very safe when we're working with any incident.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. We open today with a trio sonata by George Frideric Handel that was published by John Walsh in London.